The Greater Huntington Park and Recreation District is banking on the idea that if Wi-Fi is available, people will come to the park. Clark Davis has more about this unique idea.
An internet service provider based in Huntington pipes a signal directly to antennas located at strategic locations in the park. That signal is turned into Wi-Fi, available to connect to mobile devices in the park. At 50 megabytes per second, the park district thinks they're onto something that the public will enjoy. Kevin Brady is the executive director.
With today's technology, there's really no reason that you can't do that in a park. So here we are. I could basically go in and access my email account and spend 2 hours here and work just like I was sitting at my desk.
At a cost of $400 an antenna, Brady thinks it's a good idea. He says it may seem backwards that at a place where people come to exercise and look at nature, it's trying to be a technological innovator for the area. Brady says in a time when everyone is glued to their smartphone, tablet, or computer, it just makes sense to provide them with another incentive to come to the parks in the area.
The thought process is combining old with new. We have always wanted people to get up from their couches, get out from in front of the computer, get out away from the, you know, the TV, and come to the parks. And I know that we're not going to get everybody to put their smartphone down or put their laptop down and just go play.
Charlie Thuring was at Ritter Park Tuesday. He says he can see why some would like it, but says coming to the park is his time away from technology.
Really, should you be utilizing Wi-Fi while you're enjoying the outdoors and the scenery and maybe hanging out with your kids and stuff like that? Maybe you should be paying attention to them. That's my first immediate reaction to Wi-Fi in a park. I don't really think about getting on my phone or my laptop when I'm out enjoying the scenery.
Brady says, though, to others, the service will be useful, like Marshall students or those wanting to leave the office cubicle and work outside one afternoon. Or he says those exercising can now stream music off the internet without using their data plans. Besides Ritter Park, wireless has also been set up at Harris Riverfront Park in Huntington and soon at Rotary Park. Brady says the hope is to have wireless available at each of the parks they run in town. And so far, Brady says they're not worried about a lack of bandwidth at the parks.
They tell me that 100 users will not be a noticeable slowdown. 200 users, it might be. 300 users, and that's per unit. 300 users, it's going to really start slowing down. If we had a huge event here and everybody suddenly logged in at the same time, you might notice a slowdown.
Greater Huntington Park and Recreation District will combat the idea of overload by creating a layout that will alleviate problems.
We're setting up basically a grid system where there's a transceiver here, there's one at the fountain, there'll be one up here and one up here, and that grid system should cover the entire area, somewhat omnidirectional.
Brady says this will help bring the park district to the cutting edge. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.